This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So, riddle me this. What's a business to do post-Sandy? Open back up, obviously, when possible. Figure out how to deal with waterlogged merchandise, probably. And then try to tie their products and services to the storm somehow to boost sales? And if so, how? Without coming off crass and tasteless. Sally Herships reports that's a very fine line.
Since Sandy hit, lots of companies have been reaching out to homebound consumers. Anthropologie offered what it calls high and dry, safe inside free shipping. American Express sent out an email to storm-stricken cardholders offering emergency financial and travel assistance. Then there was the email from American Apparel promoting a Hurricane Sandy sale, offering 20% off in case, as the email says, you were bored during the storm.
When I saw it in my inbox, I was completely shocked.
Whitney Hess is a user experience consultant. She helps companies understand how their web presence impacts consumers. There was a huge backlash to American Apparel's ad on Twitter.
They make no mention of thinking about those who are affected, and it just demonstrates such a lack of empathy.
American Apparel said it wasn't trying to make light of the situation. The company says it has stores up and down the East Coast, and Halloween is normally their busiest time of the year. But by trying to mitigate its losses, it may have caused a larger problem. Sanjay Dhar teaches marketing at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. He says American Apparel should have offered to help its customers.
I think it would have made a big difference.
Dhar says the younger customers who shop at American Apparel are focused not on money, but on changing the world. He says it's important for brands to think about the tone of their ads and know what their target audience wants. American Apparel says it will be donating clothes to storm victims. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.